By 2025, ANO aims to be Europe's zero-emission budget chain. What challenges are we facing and how are we overcoming them? My name is Oliver Winter, founder and CEO from ANO. Thanks for having me here and for the opportunity to speak about our aim to operate as first hospitality chain with net zero emission already by 2025. That is less than 4 years from now. When and why we decided to go on zero emission road? In 2017, we started to investigate and understand our footprint. GreenSign, these are the experts for sustainability in our industry, helped us with a professional view. And we were very surprised. We had already been sitting on a big treasure. Our carbon footprint per overnight was 3 times lower than the footprint of an average economy hotel. 8 kilograms per guest and overnight in 2017 at ANO, versus 25 to 26 kilograms in an economy or mid-scale hotel. So, wow, good news. Why we did so much better? It's a result from our economical optimization. No thrills, like sauna, minibar, coffee maker, etc. 17 years of cost optimization. And what is avoiding cost is avoiding energy or waste or other resources. Then we had, of course, the stimulus to bring this number down even more, driven by our own employees and our guests, who are much younger than in, let's say, a traditional hotel. We started to think about our purchasing processes with 3 main criteria: cost, quality, and now environmental impact. Our own people ask me, Oliver, why are we using single-wrap products at the buffet? Why we are using disposable water cups in the rooms? Why are we not buying green energy? Why are we throwing old furniture away instead of donating? And 100 things more. We started to change all of this. In 2019, we reached 5.8 kilograms per overnight. Yeah, remember coming from 8? This was now a fifth of the industry footprint average. And then we decided, okay, let's bring it to zero as soon as possible. Still without a date in mind, but with the ANO-like resolute straight action. Then Corona and all this mess happened. And apart from all the negatives, every one of us had even some good learnings from it. And one of my observations was the following. During the peak of the second lockdown, February 2021, we as a family decided to travel abroad, to take holiday. Incredible. You couldn't tell anyone. Just whispering, excusing, quietly below the radar. What happened? The entire society had, within a few months, developed something like, I name it, travel shame. When I spoke to my friends and told them we are flying on holidays, they told me, oh, fine, we have just been on holidays or planning it, etc. But who did it? Did it with shame. And this was a key moment for me. What would happen with our industry when the leisure trip has to be explained and excused because you are consuming environmental resources. You do something that is not essentially necessary. We as an industry have to deliver answers. We need an everyone can travel solution with bad mood, without bad vibes. We need providers operating at zero emission without greenhouse gases. And our customers are between 15 and 14 years old. The 15, 20, 25 years old customers expect fast solutions. They don't like to hear, we will be carbon free by 2050 or maybe 2040. They care about today, much more than we do. And we have to answer their needs today. And we have to do this together. Our own employees, our quite young guests, our experience during the pandemic, this made us realize we have to and we will deliver a net zero emission product already by 2025. Our main focus will now be the supply chain. Where and how often is our food and our laundry coming from? Which kind of energy is the laundry provider using? And of course, many, many more action points. And let me just mark one last point. Why are we, or I'm speaking about net zero? Our 40 hostels are all based in cities or city centers. These are existing buildings we can't tear down. We can't produce our own energy. We can't grow our own food produce, etc. Of course, we don't like to see our guests shoring with cold water by 2025. So we will bring down the 5.8 kilogram to maybe 3 or 2.5 kilogram by own efforts. But of course, there will remain an unavoidable base of carbon emission. This base will be offset. As a company, we will, by 2025, cover the cost for offsetting the unavoidable emission. And therefore, our green team is already working to identify the right actions, the right partnerships, the right projects. I would be very, very happy if there are more companies outside willing to accelerate the process to deliver fair and serious green travel solutions. We will need them faster than we assume today. Thanks a lot, Oliver.